The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at RealTheUnderdog.
The Underdog Sports Podcast Network presents Hang Time, a pro basketball podcast.
I am Will Posnan. This is the Hang Time Podcast, and I am joined by my co-host, Kia Stokes from the New York Liberty.
Hey, guys.
And we are going to jump right into it. We are in the middle of March Madness. It just started yesterday. And Kia, did you fill out a bracket?
I did fill out a bracket. I actually did it yesterday morning for me, so I don't even know what time that is for you guys. But literally, like, right before the round of 64 started, like, I barely made the cut.
Who do you have on the men's side, and who do you have on the women's side winning? I feel like I know who you have on the women's side.
I do have UConn on the women's side winning. I know supposedly they've had an off year because they lost twice. Isn't that crazy? But I still think tournament time, we come to shine, we come to win. It's what we train for. So we have two great seniors. They're really going to lead the pack. I think they can get it done.
You know who agrees with you? Two people, myself and Barack Obama, both pick UConn to win the women's side.
That's what I'm talking about.
And who do you have on the men's side?
On the men's side? So I have not watched a single men's basketball game this year, like, at all. So I was going in blind. Besides, like, Zion, I see his highlights and whatnot. But I did happen to pick Tennessee, which I know is crazy.
I had them, right? I have them in the final championship game.
Against Duke?
I have, yes, Duke beating them in the championship.
I have Tennessee beating Duke. So,
okay.
But the reason I picked Tennessee is because we was talking about filling out brackets, like, with my team out here, and Kia and Bria, my two other teammates, they didn't do it. And Kelsey said she didn't fill one out, but if she did, she would pick Tennessee. And I was like, well, are they good? She's like, yeah, they've actually been playing pretty well at the end, and they beat somebody who was good. I was like, oh, all right, cool. So then when I set up my bracket, I just picked Tennessee because that's the only team I heard besides Duke, but I didn't want to pick Duke. So,
yeah, I think
that's my reasoning.
The three teams I could really see winning it would be Tennessee, Duke, and Gonzaga. And I kind of don't like Gonzaga, and I'm not sure why. But
you don't think UNC can win?
I don't, man. I think if Zion was healthy, Duke would have beat them the last two times. I mean, Duke did beat them the last time.
Yeah, but he was healthy, and they barely won.
Well, I don't know. I think that Duke is going to get better every level of the tournament. I really like the point guard for UNC. I really like him. And I also like the guy who's the fifth-year senior. But they're UNC's alleged star, I don't have faith in him. It's a bad thing to say about a college freshman, but I don't have faith in him.
I mean, I just feel like Duke is always young. And I feel like once it gets into clutch time, I just don't know if they're going to be able to pull it out. I think you need to have some experienced players, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to win the whole thing.
I used to feel that way, and then Anthony Davis carried that Kentucky team in the championship. And then, when you know, a while back, Melo won with it. But that Syracuse team had some vets. But that Kentucky team that Anthony Davis won with, it was just star-studded freshmen. That's who Duke reminds me of.
Right.
You got, I mean, even down to that Kentucky team had Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. And I similarly think Zion is going to be amazing in the NBA. And I don't have a lot of faith in RJ Barrett. I think he's going to be solid. People think he's going to be amazing. He reminds me of J.R. Smith, where it's like he'll be a great sixth man, but I don't think he'll be like a franchise cornerstone.
Yeah, maybe we'll see.
Is there anybody that you're rooting for particularly?
Not really. Besides, like, who I picked to win those games, that's who I end up cheering for. Like yesterday, I was watching Auburn and New Mexico State, where they were playing, in Maryland and somebody else were playing, and I was getting stressed. Like, I actually care about these teams. because I had so much riding on it. And when I say so much, I mean bragging rights. So I was really stressed out. And then I got a text from my dad this morning. He was like, how the hell are you in first place in the group? I was like, listen, I do this.
Does he have Iowa winning at all?
No. He got, what did his say? I think he had Kentucky. My mom had Virginia. My brother did not fill out a bracket because he's coaching at Fairleigh Dickinson. So they unfortunately lost by a lot to Gonzaga. But it happens.
It happens. Well, that's why I don't like Gonzaga. I needed a reason, and now I have a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
The one team I'm rooting for is Murray State, and I didn't pick them to win it, but I would love to be wrong.
They were the only one I was wrong.
I picked them to win the first round. I almost wanted to pick them to win the whole thing just because I love – I've been watching – that's the only team I've been really watching play this year, and I've been watching them play, like, all year on the internet, like I went there or something.
You want to know what's crazy is that I didn't pick them – because I was like, I want Marquette to win because this D-Wade's last year. in my head, it made sense, but it obviously didn't because they ended up losing by like 20. So
no,
that was the one that I messed up. That was the one game
I had
was messed up.
I love that in your mind, Dwayne Wade's more emotionally invested in this Marquette team than his own Miami Heat team making the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know, it's different levels.
Yeah. So. I have Murray State winning. I had them winning the first round and the second round, and I wanted to pick them to beat Gonzaga, but I just knew how – I should have. You know what? I should have been brave and picked them to beat
Gonzaga.
You
should have. What happened?
I don't even have money. I have it with my siblings and bragging rights. And you know what's the funniest thing?
Bragging rights make you do some crazy things.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's the dumbest thing about our – so it's my siblings, my sister's girlfriend, and my wife. And my wife doesn't watch any college basketball. And she just told me, fill out a bracket for her. And I was like, do you want me to make it different than mine? And she was like, yeah, make it different. And I was like, okay, but for mine, I'm picking who I think will win. So for yours, I'll just change some of them to who I think will lose. I'll put, and so that's what her bracket is. She has UVA winning it all.
I don't know about that.
It makes no sense.
I mean, my mom picked Virginia. So one of my close friends out here picked Virginia. I'm like, well, I have never seen them play this year, so I don't know.
But I
just feel like that's not the right choice.
Well, I agree with you. I picked Virginia for my wife because I thought that they wouldn't win and hers needed to be different than mine.
I'm surprised she didn't fill it out. You know how some people just fill it off based on like colors or mascots or
stuff like that. That's who always wins the work tournament. If you have like a office job, it's always like somebody that went, well, I always liked alligators, so I picked Florida to win. And then they do.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe next year I'll do that.
Just pick it off of animals?
No, pick it off of like colors or flip a coin or like something totally not basketball.
But then,
no, because then it's going to have like a 16 seed win in the whole thing. Like, I can't do that.
Well, it also,
maybe I'll make two brackets.
It can get dangerous because let's say you have Notre Dame getting upset and then people are like, oh, so you hate Irish people? Like, what else? What other reason would you have?
First of all, I will never pick Notre Dame anyway.
No, I said for an upset. You pick them to get upset early in the tournament.
Oh, well, yeah, I would still do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't like Notre Dame. I'm not even hiding that.
Who is UConn's? Does UConn? So when we were kids, Tennessee was UConn's rival. Has that changed? Or is there anyone?
Yeah. I would say, like, when I was there, it was Notre Dame. Like, we always would go head-to-head. Like, always. And then my first year.
Then Maryland, too, right?
We lost. Well, for the women's side, no, not Maryland.
Okay.
Because my first year, we lost to Notre Dame in the Final Four. And then my sophomore year, we lost to them in the Big East tournament. And then after that, we kind of won. But it was always a tough game.
Is it Louisville now, or is it still Notre Dame, or?
I don't know. It's a tough one because I feel like it's hard because Notre Dame used to be in our conference. We'd play them like 3 or 4 times a year. And then now we're in like a week. Well, when I say we, I mean UConn. They're in a week conference. So you only get to play the Notre Dames in Louisville and South Carolina, Mississippi State. You play them once and then maybe in the tournament. So it's not really like a rivalry like that.
Yeah, I would love to see UConn win it all because people were as excited to make them a 2 seed as they were to give Spike Lee an Oscar. It was like, well, we never get to do this. It's like,
right.
They should have been a one seed, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it happens. It's just motivation. I think they're going to use it.
I think so, too. I've been really excited to talk to you. I've been waiting a whole week to talk to you about this story because I have no idea how I feel about it, and I really want your insights on it. So you know what I'm talking. So Kodak Black went on Instagram, and he said that Young M.A. is his bae, and he sent some affection her way, and then his fans harassed her for a while, and then she said that everybody who wants her to give like Kodak a shot is weird. Basically, that's what she said. All of them are weird. Kodak's a weird dude. She knows Kodak. He's weird. All you guys are being weird. And do you think that it was okay for Kodak to do that? What do you think of that whole situation? Because I have no idea how I feel.
I mean, the original thing was, like, in a song, he made a verse about her, right? And just said, like, she could still get it, basically. Mm-hmm.
He said her and Nicki Minaj can still get it.
Right. So I feel like they could have just left it at that. Like, everybody can have a... I mean, I feel like that was fine. Like, you can say whatever you want in a song. He wasn't really being disrespectful. He was saying, like, oh, yeah, you can get it. And then that was it. He wasn't, like, going into detail, whatever. But it's, like, the fans that are, like, on Young M.A.'s post are saying, that's just weird to me. Like, why are your fans bringing her into this? Like, that's weird. And then I feel like the fact that it kept going on and people kept talking about it, that's just weird. Like, he had, like, a one line in a song, and people, like, blew it out of proportion. Like, that's weird. I think it is.
I think it was because people have never seen this before. And also, the thing is, like, the people going at Young M.A. on Instagram, they're probably, like, 14. Like, they're just like, what's going to happen? Like, this is the first. I mean, it's so strange. It would be like if Biggie wrote in a song that Tupac could get it. Like, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Because, like, they don't have any of the foundation for that relationship. But
yeah, like none.
And what do you think of how she handled it?
I mean, I thought she was fine, but I'm a Young M.A. fan.
Yeah.
She was just like, y'all are weird. But I just feel like the fact that he kept bringing it up in his fans, I think that's just weird. Like, she obviously doesn't like guys, so I feel like, okay, he said whatever, he's bullshitting, or he might be serious, but like, obviously it's never gonna go anywhere else. Like,
yeah,
just leave it at that. It's like a random, not a random, but somebody saying like, oh my god, I love Rihanna, she could get it. All right, cool, that's a fact. It's probably never gonna happen, and then you just move on with your day.
Yeah, like, no, for sure.
The fans just take it out of proportion all the time.
Yeah. No, that is exactly my relationship with Rihanna, is me saying that, knowing it's never going to happen and moving on with my day.
Yeah, and now it's like all your fans are going to hit up Rihanna and say, oh, Will said this and this, and like, what are you going to do? And you should do it, and blah, blah, blah. Like,
hey, maybe if enough of them hit her up, who knows? No. but the thing that I think people forget is that with Instagram Live, you can be on it anytime, and it seems like Kodak is on it drunk a giant percentage of the time. And then it's like 1,000 people messaging him, like, comment, comment. And it's just a dangerous situation to be on your IG Live drunk all the time.
Yes, because you're going to say some stuff that you can't take back.
And I thought
somebody's going to screenshot that or record it and...
Well, he said one thing that was really stupid, and I think that he was drunk when he said it. He said the thing about, like, well, what does she know? She's never been penetrated, which is, like, the dumbest thing. I mean, you could say the same thing to him. You'd be like, hey, Kodak, have you been penetrated? Should I turn off your music because you've never been penetrated?
I actually seen a tweet a couple of days ago about that, and it was, like, I hated how guys always say to a gay girl, like, how do you know if you're really gay if you never had dick before? And then she was like, well, how about you? How do you know if you're not gay if you never had dick before?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
No, it's a great point. Right. This was was the New York Times. You follow them on Twitter. That's who said that. Great points by them. No, it's a great point. And I thought that was – but he was also drunk when he said it. And you know that he has, like, 100 people on his IG Live that are saying, comment on this, comment on this. Like, you know – just because he's a rapper doesn't mean he can't be wired like Roseanne. Like, it's the same thing where people need to stay off their social media when it's like, it's part of your job, kind of. So if you're not ready for, I don't know. That was the one thing where I was like, I bet he regrets saying that. And what's weird is rappers aren't allowed to say if they regret stuff. They have to just double down.
He probably doesn't regret it. Didn't he say he was like up there with Biggie and
yeah.
Pac. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, I don't mind that though. I don't mind that.
No, I do.
Well,
no, I do.
Childish Gambino said he was up there with Drake and Kendrick 2 years ago, and everyone thought he was really dumb. And I don't think he is up there with them, but he made a case for himself over the last 2 years. Like, it's like when Jason Terry tattooed the championship thing onto his arm, and everyone thought it was stupid. If you can back it up. Now let's give Kodak a chance to... He's better off trying to compete with Tupac and Biggie than he is trying to harass Young M.A. on social media.
I just think it's stupid. Like, what has he done? How has he proven that he's even, like, in the conversation to be one of the greatest of all time? Like, what has he done?
That's true.
What
he
song
hasn't.
He got out now?
Well, like,
literally,
I don't
song?
Know. I love that song Tunnel Vision that he does. Him and Young M.A. both have songs that I love, but he has not.
Tunnel Vision, that was, like, 3 years ago.
Okay.
So what's he doing now?
Probably trying to make something as good as Tunnel Vision.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not up there. I can only name one song by him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can name a lot by Biggie and a lot by Tupac. So how are you going to compare yourself?
That's true.
It's just...
Well...
He's just delusional. That's what I think.
I don't mind when delusional artists or athletes speak a thing into existence or try to. Like, you know, there's guys every year in those fields, in the public fields that... will say a thing that's baseless, and then it's almost like sometimes you have to say it to make yourself work harder to accomplish it. It's like Conor McGregor syndrome. Like, he was saying he was the best fighter in the world when he was, like, you know, not even top 10 in his weight class, and then he got better and better. Yeah, no tolerance?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't think he's got the ability. Maybe he's going to prove me wrong.
Maybe, but...
I just feel like the songs that I've heard... The one that I'm thinking of, I feel like lyrically it's not that good.
Yeah.
And it'll get stuck in my head for like a day and then what?
No, I mean, I agree with you that he's not at that level. I just think that, he's kind of still doing a less talented version of Lil Wayne, which I think is fair to say because Lil Wayne is so talented. So it's like still good, but it's not as good as Lil Wayne. But, you know, sometimes, like, for a while, I thought Chance was doing a less good version of, not quite like Andre, but, like, similar. And then he kind of started really doing his own thing. It wasn't like he was making music that sounded like Andre. He was, like, kind of, his persona was similar. And then he kind of broke through it and made a really interesting different thing. So, we'll see.
I guess.
Going back to basketball, we are almost at the playoffs right now, and there's some teams that have been winning a lot of games lately, and I'm really curious if those teams that are hot right now, if you think that they can make noise in the playoffs, and or if you think that they are just, you know, regular season teams. So let's start with the Philadelphia 76ers. Do you think that how far do you think they're going to go in the playoffs?
I could see them going to the conference finals. They might even make it to the finals.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it could happen.
Yeah, they could win I think they could win the East too. Do you think that did these last few big wins and close games, is that informant? Like, they beat the Bucks, they beat the Celtics, and those are teams they've had problems with in the past. Does that inform that, or do you just, you've always had faith in this team?
I think it helps a little bit, just because it's like towards the end of the season, this is when you're supposed to be, you're trying to fine tune things, really start clicking, mesh well. So if they're starting to do that and winning these close games, it definitely helps them. But then again, playoffs is a different story than regular season, no matter how many games are left. Like,
yeah.
Playoffs is a whole nother story. Because that's when, like, unfortunately, that's when, like, the stars really try. And, like, people turn up to another level. So you never really know what you're going to get, especially from the vets versus, like, these young players and rookies.
So recently, Joel Embiid said he's the most unstoppable player in the NBA. Is that a Kodak brag, or is that, do you think he's... Is he the most unstoppable player in the NBA?
I don't know if he's the most unstoppable, but I think he could be up there. I mean, if you look at his like size versus abilities, like he's a very unique player. So he definitely can be, but he has more. I feel like he has more room to say that than Kodak got to say. He's the best rapper.
Who
like
do you
100%
think,
he got more room to talk.
Who do you think is the most unstoppable? I was trying to decide in my mind between like Steph and Giannis. Who do you have as most unstoppable?
Giannis, Steph, and I think James Harden is.
Yeah. Okay.
He's up there. LeBron is too when he gets going.
Yeah.
I mean, even like this season has had been an off season, but his numbers are still good. But the thing like last year in the playoffs, like who was really stopping him?
That's true. Well, LeBron, he can get to that other level. He just knows it takes like tread off his tires, I guess, to do it at this point.
Right.
So the next team I got on my list, you have a it's your friend or you're friends with one of the reasons why they've been winning so many games lately. The Detroit Pistons have been on a tear. Do you think that they can upset somebody in the first round? What do you think their future looks like?
They might be able to sneak out a win in the first round of the playoffs, but I just don't think they can make it that much further. I really just don't. I don't think they got it in them, unfortunately.
So do you think who at the top of the East do you go, if the Pistons caught them, they could upset them? Or do you feel like they could upset whoever they got?
Well, what place are they in now? Like, what?
They're in sixth. They're in sixth.
I don't know.
You could see them beating the Pacers, I imagine. That's realistic.
Yeah.
Celtics?
Yeah, the Pacers. I don't think they can beat the Celtics.
Okay. What about the Raptors?
I don't know. The Raptors, they just iffy in playoff time, so they might be able to upset them.
That's so funny. That's probably where the biggest divergence between our two views is. I think the Raptors are the favorite to win the East, and I think you are leaning towards any of those other top teams.
Yeah, I mean, if they play, they have the talent to for sure, but I just feel like when it comes to playoffs, they've never lived up to their potential. And again, LeBron might have something to do with that, but still.
So the other teams I got are all in the West. I'm curious about the Rockets, who have been like, I think they've gone 8-2 over their last 10. Do you think the Rockets, how far do you think they could go?
They can probably go to the finals.
Yeah. Finals?
They could. Okay. Yeah. I think they could win the West. They could. It could happen.
Okay. I'm on board with this. And what about the Spurs, who have gone 9-1 over their last 10?
Honestly, I haven't watched them play, but have they played good teams in the last 10 games?
Yeah, they've played some good teams. I don't think they played like the Warriors or the Rockets or anyone like that, but they beat who'd they beat that was a better team? I think they beat the Celtics and they beat some other teams. Like, I mean, the Pacers aren't in the Pacers have had a great record, but they've mostly been taking care of business against. So, yeah, the Spurs have been solid. I mean, they've gone 9-1. Some of those wins were against solid teams.
They might win the first round, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. And then I got the Thunder as the last team on that list, who are currently the 8th seed in the West.
They're the 8th seed?
Yeah. But they've, I mean, yeah. George has been hurt. They've been.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to make it past the first round then.
I feel.
That would be a.
Yeah.
Tough one for them.
I feel the same way I think about the Spurs and the Thunder, where if they were to catch the Nuggets in the first round, I would actually pick them against the Nuggets for the upset. Uh-huh. And then with the Thunder, I feel like they could ride that momentum for another round or two. But like with the Spurs, I think that would be the highlight of their playoffs.
Right.
All right. Well,
yeah, I agree.
Well, let's talk about Ridge Wallets a little bit for a couple of minutes,
yes.
And then end with some Game of Thrones stuff. So, Ridge Wallets, I still have to get you your Ridge Wallet, but people love Ridge Wallets. They love how heavy they are. We talked about them for like 5 minutes last episode, and
I know
we're only supposed to give them like a minute and a half, but we talked about them a while, and I encourage people to listen to that because I listened back to it and it's really funny. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I listened to it too. I'm like, yo, what are we talking about? But I went online and the one that I wanted is sold out.
So yeah.
How often do they get new shipments? Yeah.
Well, I guess they're selling a lot. I wonder if they sold out because of our ad. I wonder if that was what put them over the edge, because that's really unfortunate because you want one very badly. Let me know which one you wanted and I'll make sure that I get you that one because
yeah.
I have a couple. And yeah. But they're great wallets. What especially, just quickly reiterate what you like about them so much.
I like it because I'm not a bag person. Like, I do not carry a purse. I do not carry a bag. I think that's too much. So I just like, I can fit in my pocket my pocket, or I can hold it. It's just like, has everything right there. Phone, wallet, credit cards. I mean, phone and credit cards and cash. Like all that, not phone. I don't know what I'm saying. It's just got everything right there. So it's easy. Like, when I leave the house, I'm like, all right, phone, wallet, keys. Got my little wallet.
Do you tap your pockets to make sure you have your phone, wallet, keys when you leave the house?
Absolutely. I'm doing it right now. I got my wallet, my headphones, my keys. My phone's in my hand. I got some receipts in my other pocket.
I do that, too. You have receipts in your pocket?
My other pocket. I told you, I just had a movie. I got the receipts. Oh,
okay. You got the receipts.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I do that too.
They're super sleek. They look cool. I don't know. I really want to see it.
Yeah.
And get one.
You'll be getting yours soon. I'm going to mail it to you. I'll mail it to your brother and then he'll bring you yours because we got to get you that ASAP. But if listeners want a Ridge wallet, go to www.ridgewallet.com. Ridge, not plural, RIDGE wallet.com/hangtime. And you get a 10% discount if you add the /hangtime. So there's really no reason not to do the /hangtime because you're getting a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a great wallet. It's heavy in your pocket, so you won't have to tap your pocket to make sure it's there because you'll know it's there.
Yeah, they got what is it, aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber.
Yeah.
If you would have asked me what carbon fiber was a week ago, I would not have known. But
that's
now
that's the same stuff that Chadwick Boseman's outfit was made out of in Black Panther was carbon fiber.
So basically, get a wallet and you are T'Challa.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically. Okay, just making sure I got it right.
Yeah, so, no, it's they're actually, that's why they were interested. They were like, oh, apparently the podcast is really popular in Wakanda. So they're like, okay, well, that's where we make these wallets. And that's where, yeah, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, basically. Ridge Wallet is sponsored by Wakanda. So.
Yes. So check them out. They're really good. And moving from Ridge Wallets and Wakanda to our other favorite piece of fiction, let's talk a little bit about Game of Thrones. So I made a list of the supporting characters, and I just want you to tell me if you think they're going to live or die, and if you have an image in your head of how they die. I'd love to hear how you imagine these characters will fare in this season. And let's start with Varys, the king of the spies, what do they call him? Like the spider, I think they call him?
I don't know. The one who got all his little birdies that whisper, that's
yeah,
him?
Yeah, the one with no nuts, that one.
Yeah, he's dead and gone. He gotta die.
You think he dies? Okay.
Well, honestly, I feel like everybody dies except for Cersei. Unfortunately, she's going to be the one that lives out of all this, which is unfortunate.
That would be crazy.
I know, I'd be pissed. And the Night King. She's going to make a deal with the Night King and somehow... I don't know. Anyways, okay. So they don't all die.
He
dies.
You think that Cersei's going to negotiate with the Night King? Like, it'll be like a contract like LeBron with the Lakers. Like, okay, I'll play for you guys, but I get the power to affect GM decisions and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically, she was like, okay, listen, y'all can take over everything, but just let me have King's Landing, and then I'm going to mind my business, you mind your business, and then we cool.
Okay. That's a strong offer. If I were the Night King, I'd consider it. All right.
So, I could take down her and all of King's Landing. I don't need her.
Yeah, no, that's true. And if she wants to keep King's Landing warm, I'm like, no deal. Everything has to be freezing.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, next one.
Next one, Theon Greyjoy.
I just hope he dies.
You don't like him?
No, because he was a dick, and then I felt sorry for him, and now I just feel like he can just go. He can go.
I mean, you already know
me. Did they get his sister back?
Yeah. Yeah, they did at the end. He rescued his sister, right? He beat a guy up on the beach for her and did all. I love a redemption story. Anytime.
Okay, so he got the sister back. Now he can go.
Now he can die? Okay. what about Davos Seaworth? The Onion Knight.
I don't know about him.
Yeah, he already lost his son. He's had it rough.
Yeah, he might just have to go. Nobody wants a sad story.
Okay, it is pretty sad. Now my least favorite character, Melisandre.
That's the red-haired lady?
Yeah, I hate her.
First of all, her old ass needs to be gone anyways.
Yeah, she's catfishing people in real life. Oh, I know.
Yeah. She can go. She's just evil, but I feel like somehow she's going to live.
Yeah. Well, remember there's like a prophecy where she's like, I will return to Westeros when I'm ready to die. Something like that.
Yeah. Nah. She's talking shit. She also thought she could save. She also thought burning.
She burned the kid.
The daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also thought that was going to make things better.
Yeah. That's why I hate her.
She can go on.
That daughter was dope. She was like, had cool toys and stuff.
Yeah. She was so innocent.
All right. Now, I think, I wonder if you have an affinity for, or if like WNBA players in general have an affinity for this next character. What do you think happens with Brienne of Tarth?
Shit. She might, I don't know. I hope she wins though. I feel for her. She a giant. I love giants.
And she's like just going at dudes with her sword. Like when she beat the Hound, I was a little bit, that bummed me. Cause I love that character. And I was like, is it bad how openly I'm rooting? The two times I've been like really rooting for somebody in a sword fight, it didn't go well for them. It was the Hound. And then that guy who got his head crushed by the Mountain, I loved that character. That was my favorite character ever.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't root for people.
No, you shouldn't. No. You're probably like the people that you cheer for, they always lose. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you used to be.
I'm a Wizards fan. I'm a Wizards fan. That's all. That's all anyone needs to know. So you think Brienne makes it out?
Yeah, she might end up with, what's the brother? What's his name?
Oh, yeah, Jaime Lannister.
Jaime. And they got a little thing going on.
And what do you think happens, to the wildly Tormund, who's like the Kodak Black of Westeros? You know, the redheaded
dude?
Yeah.
I used to not like him, but he, saved Jon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like him. He might... I feel like because he's a good guy, he's gonna die. I hope he doesn't, though.
Yeah. Do you think he...
I just feel like my heart's gonna get broken a lot in his last season.
Well, I hope not. Do you think there's any chance that Tormund ends up with Brienne or not? He keeps shooting his shot with her over and over.
I know he does, but I think she wants Jaime. And I feel like Jaime's gonna be like, you know what? I deserve... this girl, she fought for me, whatever, and I hope Brienne is like, nah, forget you, you're a dick, I'm gonna go with, maybe she will go with Tormund,
you think
so? I don't know, that would be interesting.
He really does do the thing of like, just stand near her and smile uncomfortably, like that's his move. He's just like, I'm gonna be in your eye line.
Exactly.
So another love-struck warrior, what about Jorah Mormont, who is not related to Jon Morant?
Which one is that?
That's the one who's in love with Daenerys. He's like, he got grayscale and then he survived. You know, he got the disease?
Yeah. He's going to die for her.
Yeah.
He loves her too much. Like, he will lose his life to save her. So he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll lose his life. Like, and that evening she'll be like, Jon Snow, we can't do it tonight. I feel bad. But then a week later, she'll be like, okay, Jon, grieving's over.
Yeah, right. I don't even think it'll take her a whole night. She don't care about these guys.
That's an interesting take. You think she doesn't care about, like, Missandei and the people that work for her and Grey Worm and all that?
No, she cares about them. But do you remember, like, earlier in the seasons when she had the... I don't even know his name. She was had one boy toy.
Yeah, Dario Vargulis or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, she told him to like go back to somewhere. He was like, "No, I'll come with you." She was like, "No, I literally don't care about you. Like, go." But she doesn't care. But well, she made him think that she cares.
Well, she's like she's like LeBron. She'll trade five dudes for Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Rich Paul's on Westeros TV. Yeah, she's a goat.
Right.
Jon Snow does not want to be in Winterfell anymore. He's given a lot to that franchise.
Right.
Next, we got the Hound, Sandor Clegane.
Him and what's the little girl's name?
Arya.
They got some. They're gonna be cool.
They're gonna team up and kill the Mountain. That'd be so dope. I love those. Are probably my two favorite living characters, and the Mountain's my least favorite living character.
Well, the Mountain is gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I hope him and Arya, not the Mountain, the Hound, hope him and Arya team up and cause some more damage.
Yeah. No, that would be great. What about another character I love? What about Grey Worm?
I hope him and what's the other chick?
Missandei, I had her next. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they live happily ever after, but you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I feel like Grey Worm's going to have to, like, do something. He's going to die fighting, and then
and she's the girl's going
to be like, no, it's like some Romeo and Juliet shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't live without you.
Yeah, it'll be like she has to give him a message on the battlefield as something important to do. Like, you have to stab this magical creature, and she's running out there to do it. And then he goes to say, it's going to be tragic. That's going to be where people cry this season, is when one of those two die. I mean, that's what I hope it doesn't happen.
You want to know what's really funny is that we're saying all the stuff that's probably that we think is going to happen. And I feel like none of it will happen.
Yeah, they just open episode one. They just strike up a peace treaty with the Night King and everything goes back to normal.
Yeah.
The last one,
and then it's seven more episodes of Cersei going crazy.
Just her ruminating. Yeah, she's the one human that's like ready for the bloodshed. All right, the last character I got here is Samwell Tarly. What do you think happens to Sam?
Oh, I forgot about him. he might. I mean, he survived this long,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how. But
and he's got the key to the victory in his head.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he might die on the way to give the message.
And Gilly has to give the message for him or something.
Yep.
Well, we're expecting this is a sad note to end on. We're expecting a lot of tragedy this season.
I told you. Before I started watching it, they said everybody you like dies. So
well,
that's what I'm getting prepared for.
We'll see. It's coming up soon. Well, if you want, I promise people listening that your social media is the opposite of this. It's all sunshine and fun. It's great. And if people want to check you out, they can do that at KStokes41.
Yeah, for sure.
KStokes41 on Instagram. They can follow me at Will Posnan on Instagram and follow the show at Hangtime Podcast. And thank you guys for listening. And we're very excited about Game of Thrones and March Madness and the NBA playoffs. And listen again. We'll be here next week.
Yep, what he said. I gotta love, gotta love, gotta love.